This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I always enjoy being on the Jim Baker Show. I've come to be friends with Jim over the years, and his program is so interesting, and it will go from one topic to another, and I've been able to make several interesting podcasts and newsletters out of some of the interviews that I've had with Jim, and today is no exception. When I was on his program recently, we talked about Brigitte Gabriel. Now, you may know her as the fiery, passionate, patriotic spokesperson and author who is really standing for American rights. And I had the privilege of publishing her book called Rise. Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to The Strang Report. I found that when I excerpt Jim Baker's program, that I always get a real good response. And I thought that you would enjoy us talking about Brigitte because she has been actually taken off of social media. You hear about how these things are done when people are hate groups. And there's a group that we need to be concerned about. It goes by the very nice name of CAIR. Now, CAIR is spelled C-A-I-R, and it stands for, I believe, and I hope I don't get this wrong, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, C-A-I-R. And they are radically opposed to people like Brigitte that sound the alarm about the Islamic agenda, not only in this country, but around the world. So listen to what we had to say about Brigitte Gabriel and form your own opinion. Here now is that excerpt from the Jim Baker Show.
And I wanted to get this news in because there is so much, but
Brigitte Gabriel
she's been on our broadcast. Is being persecuted, unbelievable. They're asking her to be banned from going to any churches and speaking. Now,
Brigitte is one of my authors. Mm-hmm. She's actually on a speaking tour about the book. It's called Rise, wanting people to rise up. She's in my hometown of Orlando. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't here, I'd be out there at her meeting. She's standing strong. I talked to her last night when we were meeting with Dr. Hoshauer. I was out in the hallway talking to her on the cell phone. You didn't know that.
No.
She's a strong lady. Mm-hmm. She, of course, has been on your program before.
Yes.
And isn't it interesting that it's the Islamist CAIR, C-A-I-R,
right,
that has been labeled a terrorist group attacking her,
right,
because they say she's anti-Islamist or whatever they call it, Islamophobe. Mm-hmm. Well, what she's doing is standing for the truth.
Yes.
And what's happened is there's a lot of these things infiltrating our government and our society and our culture. And she is one of the few voices that's saying enough is enough. And right, they're coming against her, trying to get churches to cancel her. But last night, the Fellowship Church in Orlando stood strong.
Good.
Tonight, she's supposed to be at the Brevard County something or other.
Right.
And so they're putting pressure on Brevard County to cancel her. But you know what? She's an American. She has as much right to speak there as anyone
yes.
else.
Yes, she yes. does.
So we Christians need to stand with people
yes.
because what they do is they try to pick us off one
right.
by one.
That's what they
and
do.
Then people are intimidated and people are saying, you know, I hope they don't come after me. I think I'll be quiet.
Right.
And that is accomplishing their purposes.
That's right.
Now, we want to show love. We don't want to be hate-filled. But isn't it interesting that when it comes to Islam, they can wear the headdresses if they want to, they can go to the mosque, they can do all the stuff, they have freedoms in our country just like we do,
right.
But then they object to us with our Christianity or praying in the name of Jesus. That happened recently in the news as well.
Yes.
And we have got to be strong for our rights or we will lose them.
That's right. We have to be. We have to.
If you haven't read Brigitte Gabriel's book called Rise, I encourage you to do it. You can get it, of course, on Amazon. You can get it from our own website. I did a podcast with Brigitte Gabriel, which you can find on the Charisma Podcast Network. She is a great interview. I just love talking to her. She is just so fiery. I mean, even in private conversation or just talking to a group of people, I mean, she is enthusiasm personified, and she has a very interesting perspective because of her background of being born and raised in war-torn Lebanon and seeing just how vicious the Islamists are and sounding the alarm for an agenda in America that is not all benign. So I hope this gave you a lot to think about. I hope you'll check into Brigitte and her ministry. And thank you for listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.